You mean unacceptable to you?
No, I mean unacceptable to the rest of society.
When you come to think of it, I mean, I'm always on at my boy about his clothes.
So you find them unacceptable too?
No, just let me finish. I was about to say that, in fact, his clothes are very practical, very simple.
Anyway, the generation gap is non-existent. I mean, the idea of teenagers, of a teenage generation that, which has rejected the values of its parents for a sort of mixture of violence and lethargy, well, it's totally unrealistic.
I do wish you had a teenage son or daughter of your own, Mr. Finchley.
But I have more contact with them.
I'm not implying that you have no understanding of their problems.
My contact with them, as a teacher of English, is close. You see, we have regular discussions. And they very often carry on after school and here at the youth centre. You'd find them interesting. You could come and sit in sometime if you like.
That'd be interesting.
I'd be too embarrassed to say anything.
I don't mean there's any need for you to take part in the discussion. Just listen. And you'd realise, I think, just how traditional their attitudes are.
For example?
For example, you probably wouldn't think so, but the majority have a firm belief in marriage and in the family.
Those are things I have never talked about with my boy.
And one very clear, a very notable thing is that they are always looking for opportunities to help others.
Well, Tony doesn't help much in the house.
To help others, that is, who really need help. Not just helping with the washing up, Mrs. Brent. Anyway, another point that's come out of the discussions is that nearly all of them, about 90%, I should say, get on well with their parents.
Oh, but I...
Most disagreements seem to be over hair and general appearance.
And we've called those superficial.
Exactly.
I like the idea of sitting in on a discussion. I'll take you up on that.
Fine. And, Mrs. Brent, as you would find it embarrassing.
Well, I didn't really mean embarrassing. It's just that, you know...
There's a book you ought to read, published by the National Children's Bureau. It's called Britain's 16-Year-Olds. I'll lend you my copy.
That's very kind of you. Look, I'd better be going. From the way my son's dancing, he'll be at it all night.
Have you got a car, Mrs. Brent?
No, there's a bus.
Then please let me give you a lift.
I wouldn't want to take you out of your way.
Not at all. Anyway, we have to take an example from the youngsters, don't we? Helping those in need, I mean. Well, we'll say good night.
Good night.
Have a good night.